Well, we have a panel now that is led by Elizabeth Rogers from Michael Best. She is a partner there. She is a longtime privacy and data security lawyer. She teaches at the University of Texas on these topics and leads the Austin Bar's privacy section. She is joined by Esther Chavez, who is a Senior Assistant Attorney General and Special Litigation Counsel in the Consumer Protection Division of the Office of the Texas Attorney General, where she focuses her practice on privacy and data security. And they are also joined by Ashley Fisher, who is the General Counsel for Tiff Streets in Austin, so probably the person we most want to know today. Thank you, ladies.
So you get me in the room today, and you get Elizabeth and Esther via the internet, although it looks like maybe Elizabeth and Esther are both having a little bit of difficulty joining. So you might just get me. We'll see how this goes. Thank you for joining us. Esther, can you hear us? We see that you're dealing with audio.
I can barely hear you.
We can only hear me?
I can very, 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 barely hear you. I can tell that you're talking.
Can you hear me if I speak closer
there
to the mic?
Go.
Okay,
yes.
I will work on that.
Thanks.
Thank you, Esther. It looks like Elizabeth hasn't been able to join, so it might just be you and me today. Okay, so jumping into this, I don't know, Esther, if you want to go through a little bit of the ethical requirements of competency.
We will do the best we can to power through, right?
Yes.
And so sort of to kick it off, I'd like to thank the UT Law School team that has organized this event for being so flexible and helpful like to us. And I wanted to thank Elizabeth for putting together this today's like PowerPoint. And then because I work for the state attorney general's office, I need to make clear that any views that I express are my own. And they're certainly not opinions of the office of the Texas attorney general. They're certainly like not legal advice, you know. And then with respect to the slides that we're going to be covering next, I think that some of what Elizabeth had thought is that it would be helpful to remind our audience about the ethical requirements that apply to us, like in the practice of law. I do not have sort of deep background about the particular slides that she selected, so I am going to walk through them. Kicking off with the first slide, you know, the ethical duty of technology competence, rule 1.01, and of course, you know, the general duty of confidentiality to clients, rule 1.05. Certainly, the general duty of confidentiality to clients was, from my perspective, so much easier to deal with, you know, before we had all of the wonderful technology that makes it so easy now for people to accumulate, you know, like vast, you know, like stores of personal information. And that, on the one hand, really facilitates how law firms can communicate with clients, you know, on the other hand, presents, you know, some challenges. And I'm looking at an update. It looks like Elizabeth, like, may be joining here very soon. Next slide, then. What is an attorney's ethical duty of technical competence? Rule 1.1, a lawyer shall provide competent representation to a client. Competent representation requires legal knowledge, skill, thoroughness, and preparation reasonably necessary for the representation. And the comment that Elizabeth included here is that to maintain the requisite knowledge and skill, a lawyer should keep abreast of changes in the law and its practice, including the benefits and risks associated with relevant technology. And I see Elizabeth has joined us, and she will do a much better job than I can this morning of jumping in on this. The risks are many, right? Law firms have such a wealth of information that they are big time targets for hackers out there. So with that, I will pass on to Elizabeth, who manages to look fabulous even when overcoming all sorts of adversity. So welcome, Elizabeth.